for Darnet. En wij gaan meteen doorschakelen naar Amsterdam-Oost. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom in de uitzending. Ook vannacht bidden we u God zegen en kracht toe. Gaat u gaan?
Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus, die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op aarde. Luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Zephania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Ja, Heere trouwe God en Vader, we danken u voor uw liefde, voor uw goedheid en voor uw genade. Vader, we danken u deze moment dat wij tot u mogen komen om in Heiland. Vader, want u bent altijd bij ons, maar wij richten onze gebed op u, o Heer. Vader, en we rekenen op u ook, Vader. Want u bent zo machtig en zo almachtig, Vader. Vader, zo breng ik alle luisteraars voor uw troon van genade, Vader. En allen die meeluisteren en meelezen, Vader. Broeder Cor en zuster Marlene, allemaal, ik wens u Gods rijkste zegen toe. Ja, lieve luisteraars, de Heere is goed en zeer te prijzen. En dat gaan we doen, we gaan de Heere loven. We gaan de Heere danken en we gaan de Heere vragen om ons bij te staan in alles, want Hij is trouw. Hij antwoordt op alle vragen. Vader, dank u wel. Dank u wel voor uw goedheid en voor uw genade dat wij tot u mogen komen, Vader. Vader, ben u, want u bent het antwoord op alle vragen. En daarom, Vader Jezus, we bidden u op dit moment de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest, o mijn God. En we danken u, Vader, dat u waardig bent te ontvangen alle lof en alle eer. Vader, glorie en aanbidding voor uw nooit genoeg volprezen naam, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor uw liefde. We danken u voor uw grootheid. We danken u voor uw almacht. Vader, we prijzen u. Want u bent om te prijzen, Vader. Vader, we verhogen u omdat u te verhogen bent, Vader. Vader, we danken u omdat u waardig bent te ontvangen alle lof en alle eer. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezus naam. Vader, we danken u dat u alle de ware wijnstok bent, Vader. U bent onze goede herder. U bent onze voorziener, Vader. U bent onze eeuwige Vader, onze vredevorst. Vader, u bent de leeuw van Juda. U bent de koning der koningen en de heer der heerscharen. U bent onze rots. U bent onze eeuwige Vader. Vader, u bent de vredevorst, Vader. Vader, we danken u, want u helpt overal door, Vader. Vader, u bent onze geneesheer, onze verlosser, onze bevrijder, Vader. We danken u, Vader, ook voor uw woord. We danken u, Vader, voor alle kinderen en hun familieleden, Vader. We danken u, Vader, voor alles wat er gebeurt, Vader, dat u de harten ziet, Vader. U alleen, Vader. Vader, we danken u. We loven en prijzen u nogmaals, mijn Vader. We komen tot u, Vader, met de vluchtelingen, Vader. We komen tot u met alle gemeentes, de voorgangers. Vader, we bidden u, Vader, een zegen voor hun, Vader. Vader, we brengen ook de mensen op het zendingsveld, Vader. Wilt u hen zegenen, Vader? We danken u overal waar er gemeentes zijn, Vader. Brengen wij allen voor uw genade troon die wat doen in de kerk. En we bidden ook voor alle bestanden die gehouden worden. We bidden ook voor alle gospelprogramma's, Vader. En we danken u ook voor zuster Marlene en broeder Cor en uw gezin. En we komen ook met alle gezinnen bij u, Vader. We dragen ook de ziekenhuizen en degenen die daarin liggen bij u, Vader. Ook de doktoren en alle mensen, de verpleegkundige, Vader, zetten wij voor uw troon van genade. Vader, ik bid ook voor mijzelf, Vader. En we danken u, Vader. We danken u dat wij Jeruzalem vrede mogen toebidden, Vader. Overal, Vader, wilt u uw vrede geven, Vader. En wilt u zegenen. En we danken u, Vader. En we vragen u, Vader, of u voortgaat in uw woord, Vader. En we danken voor u voor uw woord in Jezus' naam. Amen. Ja, lieve luisteraars. En dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Maar voordat wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan gaan, onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Jesaja hoofdstuk 63. Pardon, Jesaja hoofdstuk 61 en 62. 61, de heilbode, en 62, Sion's heil komt. Maar we gaan eerst naar een bemoedigend woord en een blijde loflied van David. En een loflied van David zegt, net wat wij gedaan hebben, ik zal u verhogen, mijn God, gij koning. Ik zal uw naam prijzen voor altoos en immer. De alle dagen zal ik u prijzen. Uw naam loven voor altoos en immer. De Heere is groot en zeer te prijzen. Zijn grootheid is ondoorgrondelijk. Geslacht aan geslacht zal uw werken roemen. Zij zullen uw machtige daden verkondigen. Ik zal van de heerlijke luister uw majesteit en van uw wonderen daden gewagen. Zij zullen spreken van de macht uw geducte daden. En uw grootheid wil ik vertellen. Zij zullen de roem uw grote goedheid verkondigen en jubelen over uw gerechtigheid. Genadig en barmhartig is de Heere, langmoedig en groot van goede tierenheid. De Heere is voor allen goed en zijn barmhartigheid is overal zijn werken. Al uw werken zullen u loven, Heere. Uw kunstgenoten zullen u prijzen. Zij zullen van de heerlijkheid van uw koningschap spreken en van uw mogendheid gewaken. Om de mensenkinderen zijn machtige daden te verkondigen en de luisterrijke heerlijkheid van zijn koningschap. Uw koningschap, o Heere, is een koningschap voor alle eeuwen. En uw heerschappij is over alle geslachten. Dat komt, luisteraars, van Psalm 145. Loflied op de Heere, grootheid en goedheid. Een loflied van David. En ik ben begonnen bij vers 1 tot en met vers 13. Luisteraars, en dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Jesaja hoofdstuk 21 en 61. Pardon, Jesaja komt uit hoofdstuk 61 en 62. En het gaat om de heilbode. Hoofdstuk 61 en Sion's heil kom, 62. Ja, luisteraars, we gaan lezen uit onze Bijbelleesplan. De heilbode. De geest des Heren, Heren is op mij, omdat de Heren mij gezalfd heeft. Hij heeft mij gezonden om een blijde boodschap te brengen aan ootmoedigen, om te verbinden gebroken van hart en voor gevangenen vrijlating uit te roepen en voor gebonden opening der gevangenis om uit te roepen een jaar van het welbehagen des Heren en een dag der wraken van onze God om alle treurenden te troosten. Om over de treurenden van Sion te beschikken, dat men hun geven hoofdsieraad in plaats van as, vreugdeolie in plaats van rouw, een lofgewaad in plaats van een kwijnende geest. En men zal hem noemen terebinten der gerechtigheid en planting des Heren tot zijn verheerlijking. Zij zullen de overoude puinhopen herbouwen, het verwoeste uit vroegere tijd doen herrijzen en de steden vernieuwen die in puin liggen, die verwoest hebben gelegen van geslacht op geslacht. Vreemden zullen gereed staan om voor uw kudde te weiden. Vreemdelingen zullen uw akkerlieden en uw wijngaardeniers zijn, maar gij zult priesters des Heren heten, dienaars van onze God genoemd worden. Gij zult het vermogen der volken genieten en u op hun heerlijkheid beroemen. In plaats van uw schande, gewoord uw dubbele vergoeding en in plaats van smaad zullen zij jubelen over hun deel en zo zullen zij dan in hun land dubbele vergoeding verkrijgen. Blijvende vreugde zal hun geworden. Want ik, de Heere, heb het recht lief. Ik haat onrechtmatige roof. Ik zal hun stip hun loon geven en een eeuwige verbond met hen sluiten. En hun nageslacht zal onder de volken vermaard zijn en hun nakomelingschap te midden der naties. Allen die hen zien zullen erkennen dat zij het geslacht zijn dat de Heere gezegend heeft. Ik verblijd mij zeer in de Heere. Mijn ziel juicht in mijn God, want hij heeft mij bekleed met de klederen des heils. Met de mantel der gerechtigheid heeft hij mij onthuld. Gelijk een bruidegom die zich als een priester het hoofdsieraad ontbindt, en gelijk een bruid die zich met haar versierselen tooit. Want zoals de aarde haar gewas voorbrengt en een hof zijn zaaisel doet uitspruiten, zo zal de Heere gerechtigheid en lof doen uitspruiten voor het oog van alle volken. Vers hoofdstuk 62. En Sion's heil komt. En het zegt: om Sion's wil zal ik niet zwijgen. En om Jeruzalems wil zal ik niet rusten, totdat zijn heil opgaat als een lichtglans en zijn verlossing als een brandende fakkel. Volken zullen uw heil zien, alle koningen uw heerlijkheid, en men zal u noemen met nieuwe naam, die de mond des Heren zal bepalen. Gij zult een zielige kroon in de hand des Heren zijn, een koninklijke tulband, een koninklijke tulband in de hand van uw God. Men zal u niet meer noemen verlatene, en men zal uw land niet meer noemen woestenij, maar gij zult genoemd worden mijn welgevallen en uw land gehuwde, want de Heere heeft een welgevallen aan u en uw land wordt ten huwelijk genomen. Want als een jongeling een maagd huwt, zullen uw zonen u huwen. En zoals de bruidegom zich over de bruid verblijdt, zal uw God zich over u verblijden. Op uw muren, o Jeruzalem, heb ik wachters aangesteld, die de ganse dag en de ganse nacht nimmer zullen zwijgen. Gij, die de Heere indachtig maakt, gunt u geen rust en laat hem geen rust totdat hij Jeruzalem grondvest en het stelt tot een lof op aarde. De Heere heeft gezworen bij zijn rechterhand en bij zijn sterke arm: nooit zal ik uw koren meer aan uw vijanden tot spijze geven, en nooit zullen vreemdelingen meer de most drinken waarvoor gij gezoekt hebt. Maar zij die het oogsten zullen het eten en de Heere loven, en zij die hem inzamelen zullen hem dan drinken in de voorhoven van mijn heiligdom. Trek door de poorten, bereid de weg voor het volk, baan de weg, zuivert hem van stenen, heft een banier omhoog boven de volken, want de Heere doet het horen, want de Heere doet het horen tot het einde der aarde. Zeg tot de dochter Sions: zie, uw heil komt. Zie, zijn loon is bij hem en zijn vergelding gaat voor hem uit. En men zal hem noemen het heilige volk, de verlosten des Heren, en gij zult genoemd worden begeerde, niet verlaten stad. Tot zover, lieve luisteraar. Ik dank u dat u hebt meegelezen en geluisterd. Ik heb gelezen Jesaja, hoofdstuk 61, de heilbode. Jesaja, vervolgens, hoofdstuk 62, Sions heilkomt. Dan wens ik u, lieve luisteraars, Gods rijkste zegen toe met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. En zoals er gezegd is, dat in vers 6 van 63... En ik vertrap de volken in mijn toren, maakte hen dronken in mijn grimmigheid en deed hun bloed ter aarde stromen. In vers 12 van 62 zegt: zie, uw heil komt. Zie, zijn loon is bij hem en zijn vergelding gaat voor hem uit. En men zal hem noemen het heilige volk, de verlosten des Heren. En gij zult genoemd worden begeerde, niet verlaten stad. Ik roep u allen, wens u Gods rijkste zegen toe, met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene, hè, zo tezamen. En ik zou zeggen, de Heere zegene u allen rijkelijk. Amen. Amen.
mijn radio tot hier. Na dit nummer, Pastor Samuel Lee.
This is Samuel Lee World Evangelism, reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Samuel Lee brings you a dynamic life-changing message from the World Evangelism Center in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. As you listen to this message, your life will never be the same again.
Let us go to 2 Chronicles. We go to Old Testament today. Not Corinthians, Chronicles, please. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Second Chronicles chapter 7. And when you open it, stay there because I want to give you an introduction. Hallelujah. You all know about Solomon and you all know about David. Amen. And you know that David had this desire to build the temple of God. Do you remember that? David was a chosen king of God, and he had this desire to what? To build a temple for God. And once he decided to build the temple for God, God came to him and said, "Who is man that I dwell in the house that is made by the hand of man. Then he said, David, you are planning to build a temple for me, but the day will come that out of your generation, out of your people that will come out of you, he is going to build the temple. And God did not let David to build the temple. Why? Because in the meanwhile also David had committed a certain sin. And yet God still loved David. That's another subject of preaching. You know, Saul sinned. You know, the first king of Israel, Saul, sinned. And God did not even, you know, give him a chance again. But David sinned and God gave him a chance. You know why? That's a preach on its own. Because David knew how to react to his sin. People sin. You understand? There is no man, no woman in this world who say, I have never sinned. That is why we people, we need the grace of God. We need the blessing of God. But God did not favor Saul. You know why? Because he did not treat his sin well. In fact, he sinned and he became frustrated and sinned more. But David humbled himself. He threw ashes on his head. He tore his robe. He cried out to the Lord. And God healed him and said, you are my favorite. Amen. Now, that is another subject on his own. That's not my message today. And then God raised Solomon, who is the son of David, to build the temple. And God gave exactly the detail how Solomon has to build the temple. Amen. Now, when Solomon built the temple, then he is about to dedicate the temple. Now, this is what I want to talk to you about today. Dedication and temple. I want to talk to you about dedication and temple. Now, listen to me. 2,000 years ago, they went to Jesus and they want a sign from Jesus. And Jesus said, destroy the temple and I will build it in 3 days. What did he talk about? The people laughed at Jesus and said, are you crazy? It took us for so many years to build this temple. Now you are telling me to break the temple and build it again in 3 days. You are a joker. But Jesus said, I'm not talking about the temple that is built by the hands of man. But I'm talking about the temple that is built by God, and he meant his own body. Because when you killed him, he rise on the third day. That is what he was talking about. Now, this brings us to the following point. That my brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, the temple of the Lord is not a building. The temple of the Lord is not a podium. The temple of the Lord is not a sound system. The temple of the Lord is not the walls of a church. The temple of the Lord is not the cross that we put there. You and I are the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Lord. Because every temple that has been built for God has been destroyed, has been attacked. But God said, I am going to build up a new temple, and this temple is made of people, starting with Jesus himself. Hello, are you listening to me? So what does this make you? This makes you to be the temple of God. You are coming Sunday to church to worship God. It's true. That is an assembly. But you yourself are the temple of God. I'm talking about dedication and temple. Because in those times, when Solomon finished the temple, he brought the temple. He called God to come to the temple and dedicate that temple to God. That is what we are going now to read. But I want you to put what we are reading today in a New Testament perspective and begin to believe that you are the temple of God. You understand? You go to church as a Sunday, but you yourself are the church. What does it mean? That means you are not only a Christian on Sunday morning. You are a Christian on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. But when we see church as a building, we say, I'm going to church. No, you go to church, you go to assembly, coming together. But you are the church. That means your coming and going, your handling things should be in accordance to the will of God. I'm talking about temple and dedication. Because we can say to the Lord, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you. But is your lifestyle in agreement with the will of God? That is the question. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, we need to dedicate ourselves to God as a living sacrifices. We are the temple of God. The temple of God is not only preacher is preaching and you people are sitting and watching him sweating. That is not only the temple of God. The temple of God is you. That means, my friend, you are responsible for that body that God has given to you. Your talking, in Dutch we say handelen and wandelen. Your coming and going must be influenced by the will of God. You should not make any friendship with the patterns of the world. Because the patterns of the world are corrupt. The patterns of the world are there to destroy you. The patterns of the world are there to bring you far. But the patterns of God, as God also showed to Solomon the pattern how to build the temple. And God also has a pattern for you. There is a pattern for your life. And you have to follow that pattern. And in that time, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, Solomon built the temple. And Solomon prayed a very long prayer, which I'm not going to do it here today. Solomon dedicated the temple to God. First, verse 1, and then we go to verse 11. Verse 1 says, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Verse 2. The priest could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of God filled it. Verse 3. When all the Israelites saw that the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, he is good, his love endures forever. He is good and his love, oh, his love endures forever. Forever means when you go through hard time. Forever means when you go through difficulties. Forever means when God is testing you. Forever means any situation, good or bad, his goodness endures what? Forever. Now, listen to me. Solomon was there dedicating what? The temple to the Lord. He dedicated that temple to the Lord, and the Spirit of God came and filled that temple. What does it mean? You who say you are a Christian, I who say I am a Christian, I am the temple of the Lord, and we have to be open for the Holy Spirit, which we call the experience of Pentecost. You remember the day of Pentecost. The disciples were together. They were praying. And suddenly the fire came and filled them. The Holy Ghost came and filled them. My friend, you who say you are a Christian, I who say I am a Christian, we should dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Now, listen very carefully to me. Are you listening? How many of you heard about Holocaust? Holocaust. All right. You see that Holocaust, we always think about Second World War. When we say Holocaust, we say Hitler, Jews, Second World War, he killed them. He burned them on fire. It's true, that is what we learned. But did you know that the word Holocaust is from the Bible? Holocaust means burn offering. Holocaust, burn offering. In the Old Testament, the priest would put the sacrificed animal meat on the altar and burn it on fire, and the smoke that came out of that was pleasant to the nose of God. That was what is written there in the Old Testament. But later in history, they used it, Holocaust, for what happened before, because Jews and others were massacred, killed, and burned. But the real word Holocaust comes from the Bible. Holocaust means burn offering. And listen to me, 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul said, we shall be the living sacrifices for God. Let me tell you something. It is very easy to die for God. It's just 2 minutes you die. But it is difficult to live for God. And God wants us to live for Him. Because to live for Him is difficulter than die for Him. Because when you live for Him, means you need to dedicate this body that is your temple for God. You need to try to live honest. You need to try to live according to the word of God. You need to love like Jesus loved. You need to live like Jesus lived. And it is not easy. It's not easy. A few days ago, I was talking with one man. He's not believers. He's on the way to become a believer. He said, Samuel, please tell me, what shall I do? Whom shall I trust? I said to that man, I said, to be honest with you, you should trust nobody. You should trust nobody. Even me, you should not trust. Because I'm a human being. He said, how come you are talking like that? You are a man of God. I said, no, don't call me man of God, because the title of God is too big that I become His man. I am trying to be a man of God. I'm serious, eh? Because some people come, man of God, man of God. What man of God? Do you know what are you talking about? God. G-O-D. God. If you represent yourself as a man of God, that means your coming in and your going out should be the same as God. And when I go home and I go on my knees and I begin to pray, hey, I discover so many wickedness in my own self. I don't know about you are angels. All of you are angels. So if I, who is standing on this podium and preaching to you, find myself, this is what I said before. I said, if I was God, the first person I will fire from the ministry is myself. Because I know who I am. And I can never talk about you, but I know who I am. Hello. So when we are making things easy, man of God, man of God, man of God. Those people who use the title man of God too much, I begin to doubt them. Somebody come to say, man of God. I say, what do you want from me? Because you are not trying to bribe me with man of God, man of God. Hello. When we say we belong to God, when we say our temple, our body belongs to God, we have to do our best. To do our best. We can never be 100%, but we can try. God is not looking at perfection. God is looking at your trying. Are you trying? I missed a clap of me here right now. And he said, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down. And you and I, my brothers and sisters, we need the experience of Pentecost. Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait until my Holy Ghost come upon you. When my Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. You shall receive fire. Because John the Baptist baptized you with water, but the one that is coming gonna baptize you with fire. When you are baptized with fire, you are a living sacrifice to God. Fire of what? Fire of what? Fire to be religious? No. That's not fire. That's a fake fire. You see, some people said fire means shouting. No, that's not fire. Fire means that you have a fire to live like Jesus. You have a fire to love like Jesus. You have a fire to follow the good commandments that God gave to us. That's fire. Not the fire to stone somebody, no. Because in the Bible, there are also commandments to stone. That's not the fire to stone somebody, but fire to be like Jesus. That fire. Hello. So Solomon, fire. When Solomon finished praying, fire came. Fire always comes when you pray. You didn't hear me. Fire don't come just you sit and do nothing. Fire comes when you pray. What is prayer? Prayer is not only words. Prayer is action. You act. And what you act is prayer. Hey! Somebody who is sitting home and shandalizing, and somebody is dying next door, and he said, I cannot help you because I'm shandalizing. That's not prayer. That is not prayer. When somebody is dying, you should help that person, and helping that person is a prayer to God. When they prayed, when you pray, prayer goes with action. When he prayed, the fire come. Church don't pray. Don't get mad at me now. Church don't pray. These days, church don't pray. And all the load comes upon leaders and pastors. You see, now we are getting to 500, 400. You think I can remember everybody's name? Never. I'm telling you, don't judge me. I cannot. You can remember my name, but I cannot remember your name. God knows your name. My friend, I cannot remember your name. Because I'm not God. I'm a human being and I don't have a chip in my brain to remember by computer. I try to remember everybody's name. But the people are always waiting for the pastor to fix things for them, for God. Hey, pastor is not a fixer. I'm serious. You need to pray for yourself. You need to have your own relationship with God. Nobody comes and chew the food. Hello. Eh? Nobody comes and chew the food. Let me chew the food first and then put it out and put it in your mouth. You like it? Hey, you like it? You will never like it. If you do it to me, I will fire you. It's not possible. But many people want to sit. Pastor, fix this for me. Pastor, fix that for me. Pastor, I want to get a child. Pastor, my friend, what is pastor's business with these things? Pray. Pastor can pray. Listen to me. Pastor can pray, but if you don't have a lifestyle of prayer, if you don't have a lifestyle of Christianity, and you say you are a long-time Christian, my prayer is not effective. It's not effective. I'm only killing my throat. Prayer is effective when we are in agreement. I said prayer is effective when we are in agreement. The Bible said when two people agree together in his name. So I can shout myself, kill myself, shandalize myself, but you yourself are not in agreement with what I'm saying. Nothing will happen. Hey. When you pray, fire comes. When you pray, fire comes. Not when you sit, do nothing. Hello, Christians. You know, I told you last time, we want everything fast. Fast blessing, fast prayer, fast Sunday service, fast this. But when a football game, we never say it's too long. We like to watch it. When a nice movie is too long, we don't care. We watch it. When there is a drama and we have many CDs, we watch one drama, we want to know the next. And put the next and watch to know the next. And then until 4 o'clock, you're watching drama in the morning. You say, Pastor, how do you know? Because me and Mama did it. So if I and Mama did it, you people do it the same. Hey. Some people, they like Korean drama too much. I was in Africa, in Kumasi. I opened television, I see Korean drama. With Chui language. It's very funny. Chinese people, Korean, they talk Chui. People are watching. But when it time comes for praying, when time comes to dedicate your life, dedicate your body for God, we are lazy, we are tired. Eh? Huh? Have you noticed that whenever you want to pray, you begin to like this all the time? It's true. Eh? Why when you watch football, you don't get that? Eh? Hmm? You feel tired, you feel back pain, you feel knee pain. All the sicknesses come. Eh? It's true. But the Bible says when Solomon prayed, fire came. And fire is good and fire is bad. Because when fire comes, it can burn dirty things. When fire comes, it can destroy dirty things. But the good things will be with fire. Hello. Now listen to this. We go to verse 11. Are you there? Verse 11. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord. When he had finished the temple of the Lord. Stop there, please. Do you know that you are a finished temple of the Lord? Hello. You are a finished temple of the Lord. You are already adult. You are finished. You are ready. You are the temple of God. You are finished. Huh? He said, when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, the Lord came to him when he was completed, when he fulfilled the will of the Lord, the Lord came and said, verse 12, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. What did he say? He said, I have heard your prayer and I have chosen this place for myself as a living sacrifice. And today, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years after the death of Christ, the same Lord is talking to you, but this time he is not talking to the temple of Solomon. He is talking to you. Today, I have heard your prayers, and if you allow me, I am coming to you because I have chosen you. My friend, it is not you who choose Jesus, eh? It's Jesus who chooses you. Hey. Hello. It's a difference. People say evangelism. Some people, they are so pushy to evangelize people. You push them to believe in Jesus. You push them so hard, they enter heaven, and from the other side, they enter hell. You push them so much in heaven, from other side, they come out in hell. Hey, don't push people. Fellowship with them, talk with them, love them. Let your lifestyle, let your aroma, let your life be a testimony for that person. Not your talking, because we are very good in talking, especially we Pentecostals. We are very good in talking. We can talk, man. We talk good. We have all PhD in talking. I'm telling you, some of pastors, they can talk far better than me. I'm not a good talker. You see, when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place. God said, I have chosen you. God said, before you are born, I know you. I know your name. I have written your name in the palms of my hand. You are the chosen people of God. You are chosen by the Lord. You belong to him. Then act as if you belong to him. Hello. Listen. Verse 13. This it comes. Verse 13. This is God talking. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, are you listening? Or command the locust to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Wow. Wow. Can we read it together? Verse 14. If you have a Bible, read with me. Verse 14. 1, 2, 3. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hello. This is the secret of success in life. My friend, if my people who hear my name, are you belonging to Jesus or not? Or you belong to devil? To whom do you belong? Now, he's talking to you now. He said, if my people who are called by my name, you carry the name of Christ, will humble themselves and pray. Do you know what this means? This means, my brothers and sisters, you need every day to check yourself. You need the checkup every day. Checkup of your soul. Checkup of your action. Check yourself whether your lifestyle is in agreement with God or not. Shaking the preacher's hand on Sunday is not sufficient. Hugging the preacher is not sufficient. Hello, coming to church is not sufficient. You need to go on your knees every day and check yourself. Humble yourself. Don't look at other people. Don't say that sister do like that so I can also do like that. No, that sister, when we all go heaven and we are being judged by the Lord, that sister will not stand for you. You are standing for your actions. And I'm coming to tell you, everything that you do in this world, you will receive it also in this world and the life after also. You shall be testing yourself. Don't look at other people. Test yourself. You are responsible for yourself. Hallelujah. Papa is hot, eh? Hallelujah. If, he said, how many of you know English language? How many of you know English? Do you know what if is? If is if, eh? If is if, Kwame. If is if. Hallelujah. He said what? If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Whose face do you seek, actually? My question is, whose face do you seek? These days, we are seeking so many people's faces. We are beginning to compete churches. That pastor, he can prophesy. He can tell you the color of your shirt. That pastor. My friend, you are not seeking the face of a pastor. You are seeking God. You are seeking Jesus. No, if you go to that pastor, when that pastor look at your face, he knows already your name. So what? Whose face are you seeking? You put your hope in me, you will be disappointed, eh? Don't put your hope in me. Don't put your hope in people. Whose face do you seek? Some people who are not even Christian, they seek the faces of so many people. Don't let me open my mouth. Some of them, whatever Oprah Winfrey said, people do, they die for her. Oprah Winfrey. Do you think Oprah Winfrey is at home thinking about you? Never. She's thinking about her own program on television and popularity. Whose face are you looking? Whose face are you seeking? You should seek the face of the Lord. Because people will disappoint you. Pastors will disappoint you. Churches will disappoint you. Brothers, sisters may disappoint you. But when you seek the face of the Lord, even when people disappoint you, you can stand. Today we are too much seeking the face of people. Seeking the face not only of people, but even nations. If I only have visa to come to Holland, if I only have visa to stay in Holland, let me tell you something. You can have 25 visas in Holland, but if your mindset is not changed, you grow nothing. Don't get mad at me now. A free man is a free man. He don't need a visa or this and that. A free man is free man here. Because when you are here free, even you are in the prison, you are free. Look at Nelson Mandela. The man was in prison 27 years. And they thought they put him in prison. But those who put him in prison, they themselves were in prison. Not Nelson Mandela. Because the words of Nelson Mandela traveled all around. Hey, I feel like preaching today. I said, I feel like preaching today. Whose face do you seek? Whose face do you seek? You should seek the face of the Lord every day. Without the Lord, do nothing, my friend. Without the Lord, move not out of your house. Without the Lord, do not drive a car. Without the Lord, do not go to school. You need the Lord. Every day when I drive my car, I close my eyes first and I pray before I drive car. It's important. Before you step out of the house, do it in the name of the Lord. Hey, how many times shall I tell this to you? Hallelujah. He said, if my people humble themselves. One of the problems, can I talk today? Yes. Papa, can I talk today? One of the problems we Christians have, and I'm talking about Christians, because who am I to talk about Buddhists and Muslims and Hindus? I talk about Christians. We Christians often are seen as the most proud people in the world because we think we own heaven. We think that when we die, heaven is automatically for us. And for this reason, we begin to think that we are superior than anybody else because everybody else will go to hell. I'm the one going to heaven. We Christians, we need to humble ourselves more than anybody else in the world because we are being watched. We need humbleness in the church. And when I say we need humbleness in the church, Samuel Lee himself must start with that humbleness. Because I'm not there to tell to you. I said, you are all angels. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to humble ourselves in our mannerism, in our talking. In our, you know, one time I meet one man.